Tuesday, November 4th was a big night in American politics. Welcome to CNN Student News, where we're leading off with reports surrounding the U.S. midterm elections. They're called midterms because they happen in the middle of a president's four-year term. They determine state governors, they determine state and local laws and lawmakers, and they shape the legislative branch of the U.S. Congress. As Americans from Maine to Alaska headed to the voting booths, at stake were all 435 voting seats in the U.S. House of Representatives. Its members serve two-year terms. At stake were 36 seats out of 100 in the U.S. Senate. Its members serve six-year terms. What were analysts watching as we went into the vote?
There are three key things we're watching in this midterm, and the first is the U.S. Senate. The Democrats have been in charge here. We're showing them in blue, along with two independents in purple, but the Republicans are expected to gain seats here. The Democrats are expected to lose some, and control of this chamber will likely come down to 9 or 10 very close races, and the Democrats must hold on to at least two-thirds of those if they expect to maintain control of this chamber. Meanwhile, second thing we're watching, the other side of the Capitol in the House of Representatives. The Democrats have been on the losing side there, the Republicans on the winning side. That equation is not expected to change. The question is, will the Republicans pick up more seats or lose some seats in the process? And if so, how? If you see more Tea Party presence, that could signal some divisions within the Republican Party that the Democrats might exploit from their minority position. And the third thing we're watching, the White House reaction to all of this. If the president's party loses both chambers and he reacts badly to it, that's an easy signal for Republicans to say, we're going to do nothing with this lame duck president. On the other hand, if he reaches out too much with an olive branch to the Republicans, that could dispirit his own party, and that could be bad for Hillary Clinton or any other Democrat who wants to be the nominee for the 2016 presidential race.
We know the answer to two of those questions. Last night, CNN projected that the House of Representatives would stay in Republican control. This means Republicans won back more than the 218 seats needed to keep their majority in the House. They also won enough seats to take control of the U.S. Senate. Before the vote, Democrats had 53 seats, Republicans had 45, Independents had 2. Republicans needed to gain 6 seats to have a 51-seat majority in the Senate. CNN projected they'd gain at least that many. We say at least because some races hadn't been determined by the time we produced this program. Teachers, please go to CNN.com to get the latest numbers and projections. Now about these projections. CNN projects. It means we expected certain candidates to win certain races. But where do we get our numbers and how do we analyze them?
We've got a really major projection to make right now.
On election night, you're going to find out the winners and losers by going here,
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 and here. But this is where it all begins. When you walk out of the voting booth, you might be approached by somebody with a clipboard, a couple sheets of paper asking you some questions. This is called the exit poll. Once that data is collected all across the country, it comes back to here. To our exit poll team, 5 people dedicated to taking all this data from across the country, crunching it, looking at it, and trying to figure out what makes the most sense to explain to you how the election night is unfolding. Okay, so we've talked about exit polls, and now we're over here at the decision desk. This is where a dozen members from across the country, these are journalists, and these are statisticians, professional mathematicians, who sit here, and they're working on 10 different models at any given time to try to figure out how to call a race. You can look at the exit poll data and call a race just off of that. The raw vote is your vote. That's the vote that we start to see that comes in from the individual states, the individual counties. Third way we can do it is we can just call a race on the raw vote. We don't even use the exit polls because at some time throughout the night, the raw vote becomes more dominant and more important. And then ultimately, we may never call a race because it has become so close. You're talking about potentially recounts. And look at how many races are going to be so competitive this year. Who knows what's going to happen?